For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time to bring in Jake Rowe from Dogs 247 and 247sports.com. Hey, Jake, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, fellas. How you guys doing?
We're having a blast this morning, and we've been discussing quite a bit that we are 1 week away from the early signing period for college football, which, again, is still so completely bizarre, but we are up on it. What do we, you know, in your opinion, because we've discussed the guys that are coming in, of the, what do we have right now, 19 verbal commitments, and Georgia's still hot and heavy on several others, but how many of these 19 are going to end up actually signing next Wednesday, in your opinion?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I'm really not, I'll admit, I'm really not up to speed to who's going to sign. I mean, I would venture – I'll start with this. I think there are probably going to be some guys, multiple guys, that are currently committed that may not end up in the class, you know, ultimately. I mean, it changes every year. Even when you think, nah, it's not going to, it does. And so I could see some guys maybe not end up in the class, period. So I don't think everybody's going to sign, obviously. Don't know yet on Justin Fields. Not sure if he's going to go ahead and pull the trigger or not. I don't know if Adam Anderson is going to go ahead and do that. And those are two of the more highly rated guys on Georgia's schedule. You know, of the 19 guys, I would probably put it in the range of a dozen, you know, give or take a couple, and go from there. I think that you've got, Trey Hill, who just committed. I think he's going to go ahead and go. Warren Erickson, Owen Condon. I think all three of those, all the offensive linemen are going to go ahead and pull the trigger. Kind of just running. Chris Smith has been a guy who's been, you know, on the commitment list for a long time. You know, I think there are going to be quite a few guys who do, but I think there's still going to be a handful who don't.
I'm going to guess, Jake. I'm betting. We'll split the difference. We'll bet you an orange juice. I'm betting you're going to see 18 to 20 sign early. We'll see. But it just, you know, it kind of goes back to this early signing deal and. Just for guys who don't sign early, are they getting pressured by the current coach or other coaches looking at them? It really is crazy that this is the first year of that early signing period, and we've had a coaching carousel unlike any other.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, that's been really, really big. And, you know, I think one of the things to remember when you consider that is if a kid really loves your program to begin with, if you know, say you're Tennessee and you're Jeremy Pruitt, you've got a guy who – you know, he wants to go to Tennessee. He wants you to give him a reason to go to Tennessee. You know, the program's been told not.
Uh-oh. Jeremy Pruitt.
Pruitt is absolutely disconnected, Jake, there.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm here. Yeah, you guys went out there for a second, too. But if a guy like, you know, if you're recruiting and Jeremy Pruitt's trying to get some guys to go to, you know, Tennessee, you know, if they're sold on the program, if they've had a good experience with Tennessee thus far, they're going to wait, and they're going to let Pruitt give his sales pitch, do his in-home visits, and things like that. And it also comes at a time in the you know that finals time with the players, and there's no practice going on. That guys like Pruitt and Cher can come off the you know practice schedule and not have to work for Alabama and Georgia, and they can actually get out onto the recruiting trail. So you know, I don't think it. You know, I think if you would have told me back in July. That you know there will be this kind of coaching turnover. I would have said these guys are going to be. It's going to be helter skelter. It's going to be crazy. I don't think it's been quite as crazy as I thought it would be, just because of you know once you kind of you know feel it in real time, you see how much these coaches are on the road. I mean Pruitt and Cher and those guys, Will Friend, they're on the road just as much as Kirby Smart, and it may be tough and you're in scramble mode to get guys hired and stuff like that. But at the end of the day. It's all a part of it, and you know this isn't a short term fix for any of these teams who are hiring new coaches. It's a long term fix, and you want to do what's best in the long term. But JD, I will say I think the number is going to be much higher on guys that actually sign. You know, Dave was talking about. I took Dave's question as to mean the 19 that are currently committed. I think you're probably going to see a dozen to 14, maybe 15 of those guys. I do see Georgia adding you know, two, three, four more guys on national. I mean, on the first signing day, of the signing period.
Yeah.
I think
is
Amari
Sawyer
is a guy they're in good shape with.
Or early signing national. Oh, I was going to say, is it national signing day? Early national signing. I'm so confused.
I know. This yeah. is, this
I know,
is
man.
Crazy.
It's crazy. We'll just. I don't. I mean, we'll just call it the inaugural early
that's
signing
good.
Period.
Yeah.
Or, you know, because it's the very first one. So it's going to be a new experience. But I think guys like Brandon Cox and Jamari Sawyer and you can maybe see a couple more. Maybe a Cade Mays, who's going to officially visit Georgia this weekend. You could see Georgia add all three of those guys, and consequently, it's pretty crazy that I mentioned those three because all three of those guys are five stars. And right now, if you look at the 247 Sports Crystal Ball, Georgia's got a pretty good lead for all three of them.
Yeah, and that would be I was looking at rivals list. If Georgia could get all those guys, that would be six of the top 18 in the country, and you'd be talking about nine guys in the top 100 overall. And we talk about it. Last year's class probably have a little bit more depth in it, but the star power of this class is pretty incredible.
Yeah, I think last year's class was so offense heavy. You know, you look at all the big-time offensive linemen at Georgia, and they're going to get some more big-time offensive linemen in this class. I think this year's class, when you look at Adam Anderson and potentially Brenton Cox, potentially Channing Tindall, maybe Otis Reese flipping him from Michigan. Georgia was in home with him last night. I think all of those guys, you're looking at a better defensive class, especially from, like you said, that star power standpoint. Last year you had Richard LeCount and that was that and maybe D'Angelo Gibbs as well. That was pretty it for like real elite guys. There were a lot of four star guys, top 100 guys, but there wasn't a ton of star power on the defensive side. Just a lot of really good players that were maybe ranked in the top 150. I think Georgia's going to probably sign at least four or five guys in the top 100 in this year's class, which is a step up from last season.
Talking with Jake Rowe from Dogs 247 and 247sports.com.
And another area, Georgia's got three defensive tackles committed and didn't get any in last year. I would think the Dogs would like to get one more of those. And then, we'll see how between Cox and Aziz Olajeri, how those guys, work out whether they play defensive end or OLB. But I would certainly lean that Kirby and the staff would want to get another defensive tackle to bring in four this year.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure where that guy's going to come from. I know they like the Barmore kid, the Christian Barmore kid from up in Philadelphia, but I think he may be trending Alabama right now. I'm interested to see if maybe an extra offer goes out. You had the situation with Latavius Breeny last night, which is unfortunate, and you get to see that situation play out. Maybe that loosens up room for another scholarship to take under the 85. I think right now you're looking at a number around 23, 24 in this class, and that could, be one that they could use on a guy like that. But, one of the things, and it's really unfortunate for Trey Scott, it's really unfortunate for Kirby Smart, is that, Georgia, they've over the past few years, they've built a situation where they're about to have a lot of third and fourth year players on the defensive line next year, and that's huge. But there's been a literal two-year lull in terms of big time defensive tackles and depth of class. There's really been a 2 year lull in that regard, and so I think that your ability to develop is really going to be tested here. You're going to have to take some guys who are really raw, who made a guy like a Devontae Wyatt who signed with Georgia in last year's class and was able to eventually qualify. So that's going to put their evaluation and developmental skills up to the challenge, and I think it probably will turn out pretty well, but it's the same case for everybody. It's not just Georgia.
Jake, what do you know on the Latavius Breeny situation?
I don't know a ton, but I will say this. I'm pretty sure this didn't just happen. I'm pretty sure it's not a situation where he just got in trouble yesterday, arrested, boom. I think this has been something that's kind of been known about for a while based on just the one or two things that I've heard on this. It would really surprise me if incident happened in the last few days and then he was arrested yesterday. It seems like there was based on how what I've seen thus far in terms of the booking and the Clark County Sheriff's Department being as involved as it is. From what I understand about the Clark County Sheriff's Department, those guys don't they don't really go out and arrest. They don't patrol. They don't go out on the, you know, they're not going to pull you over for speeding, and they're not going to do this. They serve warrants and prison, prisoner transport and things like that. And so it sounds to me like, you know, this is something that probably happened a while back. A warrant was issued. They served the warrant, brought him in, and that's kind of how it worked out. But we'll see how it comes out. You know, obviously I'm sure that I know I have open records requests in for the police report, and I'm sure many others do too.
Hey, you know, and Jeff and I were talking too, and I, you know, kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier, even in our conversation here with you, is like, hey, this is getting to the point with the talent level, the fact that all the scholarships now are being used, there's better roster management. A guy like Latavius Brainey, not saying that he couldn't contribute down the road and be a good player, but you mess up something like this, you could potentially lose your roster spot. And that's the kind of thing these guys kind of need to know right now, is that they are potentially on the cusp of not being on the team.
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, I think that as a coach, you know, Kirby's got to be consistent. I think that's what – and I think he has been. I'm not putting him, you know, on blast here. But, you know, I think that's the challenge for a coach is, yeah, you may want that spot. You may need that spot. But then, you know, it really seems like they're trying to find a way to kind of, you know, make this Natres Patrick situation work. And he's had several run-ins with the law. I'm sure he violated probation with this last incident, even though, you know, it looks like he may not be, you know, held responsible for actually what happened in that situation. But ultimately, you know, being consistent and trying to find a way to treat this player like that player is difficult for a coach, because there are some guys, you see them, and I'm not saying Latavius Brainey is one of these types, because he's a 6'2", 200-pound kid who can really run. Those don't grow on trees. But you look and you don't want to treat this player differently than the other. But in a situation like that, it may be a situation where you see a guy who's, you know, maybe not as likely to contribute as another guy. And I think that's a tough situation for a head coach, because you want to do right by every kid, but at the same time do right by your team. And those things might not always line up.
Well, when we look at the class, shape it up, obviously the ultimate wish list for Georgia would be to get Salyer and Mays on the offensive line and Brenton Cox at that defensive end. So that would put Georgia at 22 there. Who would be, in your opinion, Jake, the next two or three guys? Because, again, you know, it depends on what the roster, guys turning pro. You know, who knows? I've been hearing 23, 24, maybe it gets up to 26 guys with players coming in early as well. But I think you would agree that Mays, Salyer, and Cox would be the next three on the wish list. Who are the next two or three players after that, in your opinion?
Well, Channing Tindall's up there. I mean, the inside linebacker from Columbia, South Carolina. Georgia's been trending pretty heavily for him. He's right up there at the top of that list, especially when you consider Roquan, you know, a good chance. Roquan's definitely moving on after next year and possibly after this year. So, and he fits that mold. He's a speed, space linebacker. He can run sideline to sideline. You know, in terms of raw skills and frame, may have a little bit more, you know, be a little bit more gifted than Roquan, because I think he's a little taller, a little longer, can put on a little bit more weight. But you know, I think Channing Tindall's in there. I think you may see a guy like Rashad Bateman from down in Tift County. You know, Alante Taylor seems to be trending away from Georgia at this point, and I think they might want to add another receiver. Those are a couple I would really keep a close eye on.
All right, Jake. Now, next Wednesday, where are you going to be camping out? What are you going to be doing? Since it's the,
I assume that, you know, that there's probably going to be something going on at Butts Mirror either that day or the next. If not that day, then, you know, I may go over there. Apparently, there's a big get together over at SunTrust Park. You know, at one of the restaurants there surrounding that, kind of in the village there. I might go over there and be a part of that. Or I might just post up at home and sit at the desk and you know, wait for UGA to make an announcement on who comes in. We'll see. I'm learning just like everybody else. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here too.
All right. Well, we'll call you anyway and see where you are and get the latest from you. It's going to be strange, but I'm looking forward to it. But it's definitely going to be weird, kind of the unknown here coming up 1 week from today. So great stuff as always, Jake. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Jake.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right. Jake Rowe. Dogs 247 and 247sports.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.